Well, hey, this is Noble.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hey, who is this? Is it Desiree?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and you?
I am good as well. Thank you so much for asking. So how's the process going on for the website? I suppose that Eddie Martin is your project manager?
Yeah, Eddie Martin.
All right, so how's the process going on? Tell me about it. Oh, is everything okay?
I mean, yeah, we just got the templates today, the demos today, so I was just going over it and looking at some of the stuff. I mean, it's a lot going on. I mean, I like it. I love the demo. I mean, what can you help me with? Like, what information should I be giving you?
Uh-huh, so if you can just give me a minute so I can pull up your file and see what's going on. And not, can you give me, like,
okay.
1 minute? Okay, so you might have received two of the demo links for the website, correct? That is just dummy text and dummy images at the moment?
Right.
And let me pull up your brief form as well. Just give me a quick minute. Alrighty, okay. And Passionately Owned LLC is your business name?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. And you do have a previous website as well. Let me just go ahead and open that as well for you.
Mm-hmm.
How's the day going on, by the way?
Busy. Very busy. I'm at work right now. Very busy.
Oh. Okay. Just give me a minute. Let me check on that. Who created your previous website for you, by the way?
I did it on Fiverr.
Mm-hmm. You hired someone from Fiverr?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks pretty basic, and nothing is on it as the website should have. The functionalities and everything about it, you know, the animations and everything. All right. Okay. All right, so which one of the demo link would you like to go with? Like, did you choose one?
So I do like the very first one. I believe it's the first one. Hold on, let me make sure. Go back to my email.
That is the V1, the version 1?
Hold on, I'm going to go back to my email. I believe it's the first one. Hold on. No, it's the second one. So it's the second one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I do have some questions regarding the brief form that you have sent in. All right. So I would like to have a little bit to know about your business, what this is about, and what is this business? Because I am pretty sure that I have worked with one of the previous owners of same kind of a business as well for the party planners and rental services as well for anything about it. So tell me about your business. Like, how long have you been doing that?
So I'm not a party planner because I used to plan parties, and that's the reason why I started doing this. But I totally did not plan parties. I'm not a party planner. I rent out supplies. That's basically it. Just party supplies, renting it out. What we do is we rent out tables, chairs, utensils, wine glasses, water goblets, champagne glasses. We have a box.
Glassware and tents?
No tents. We don't have the manpower to put the tents up. So
okay.
No tents. It's just party setting, the table setting, which would be like the 3-tier, the 4-tier, cake stands, cupcake stands.
Lighting? Do you provide lighting?
No lighting. Nope, no lighting. We have
okay.
We just started with the inventory, so we haven't expanded it out as much as I would like to, but we do have a total of 56 items to choose from. So it's a small business right now.
So it's a small business, but we will be planning on to go ahead and get it more bigger, correct?
Exactly, in the future.
Well, that's the whole point of creating the website as well, right? So it can bring in revenue for you.
Correct. I'm spending too much money, and I'm not getting any revenue back.
Mm-hmm. Well, so that is the reason I'm here on the call for you, so I can make sure that you're getting revenue right, as soon as the website is deployed over the internet.
Okay. So are you assisting with the internet setup?
Yes, I'm here to go ahead and check up on the brief form. All right. Two purpose. The purpose of the website is to offer my clients a straightforward functionality, easy to navigate website to match the owner's personality by delivering a classy and elegant website. And the target audience is party planners, individuals, corporations, churches that are hosting baby showers, birthday parties, wedding and family reunions, okay? All right, bachelor and bachelorette parties, backyard party, etc. Okay. Pink, gold, and white. Hamburger party rentals. And these are your competitors?
Yes.
And how big are they?
They're not as big. They're bigger than me because they've been around for a while, but they're not a big establishment.
Would you like to be bigger than them? That's the main question.
That would be party rentals. I think it's party rentals.
Mm-hmm. Partyrent.com or hamburgerpartyrentals.com.
Yeah, partyrentals.com. They are much bigger. They have like lighting and they catalog. This is huge.
Mm-hmm. But would you like But would you like to be better than them in case of providing service and everything about it? So they might be bigger in terms of providing the accessories and everything about it, but of the customer service, because everybody will come to you for the customer service that you provide to them. All right, if your customer service is not that great or anything about it, then there's no point of providing a huge booking or anything like that, a huge, you can say, categories for the rental and everything about it if your service is not good. But we will try our level best to go ahead and get you on the upper list, all right, and to make sure that you're giving a tough time to hamburgerpartyrental.com as well. All right.
So I got a question. So I was explaining to Martin some information about the website and what I want rearranged. Do you know if he got all that information?
It is. I have it, but I'm just here to go ahead and have a little better scope of work that my developer will be needing to go ahead and do.
Okay. All right. Let's make sure if he got
Of course.
I want to keep it.
Of course.
And
of course.
I'm given a website from you guys. It's Kick Events. It's a website that was, you know, put together through your company. And I love the way that website is set up. So I just want, like, we haven't gone over it yet, but I just want to make that absolutely clear. The way this website is set up is similar to the way I want my website set up.
It's up to the point that you want it, right? And it's up to your mindset that you were looking for, correct? There's a little video.
Right.
There's a little recent party rentals as well.
No, I don't need a video. Mm-mm. I said I didn't want a video.
Okay, well, people will know that's not a problem. Let me make a note of it, okay?
No.
That will be removed. That's not a problem.
The only reason I don't want a video is because I want to put my videos together, and I haven't done it as of yet. So I want to wait until I get my videos
We will hide that section then.
Okay,
that's good. And then we can just go ahead and come up with a section again once you have the videos.
Okay.
Sounds good?
That'll work.
Sounds good? All right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be taking payment methods as well on the website?
No.
Okay. All right, because we sent out a brief form in which you said, yes, you'll be taking pay by credit card or debit card on the website, so I'll just mark it as no.
I did?
No payments. Oh, yes. That is the reason for being on the call,
sorry.
So I can have verification on that.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. All right. And, we asked a question, do you need a CMS, like content management system? Do you know what that is and how that works?
So I, well, hold on, let me go to that form that I completed with you guys, because I looked up a lot of that stuff and I wasn't, because I wasn't sure what it was. Hold on. I am not computer savvy, and it's the reason why I got to hire you guys.
That is, well, absolutely. Well, that is the reason for me being on the call for you, so we can
exactly
all be on the same page.
Just 1 minute. Let me pull that up. One document. Oh, I could just go to where I submitted that to you guys.
Are you in front of a computer screen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you open a website, stuartrental.com?
Open up the website?
Yes, stuartrental.com.
Rental.com.
Yes. Stuart as in S-T-U-A-R-T.
Oh, keep going. Rental store?
Yeah, stuartrental.com. You might be able to see a little purplish and whitish and black kind of a website where it says
I'm
we are hiring.
I'm sorry. You said what's the name of the website?
Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, rental.com.
Maybe I need to go on Google since this ain't working. StuartRental.com.
Do you want me to text it on your phone?
No, it says event. It's purple?
Yes, it's purple. And Stuart Event Rentals is written, and there's a search product here as well. And it says we're hiring. Can you see it?
It's in San Jose, California. Oh, yeah, I see it. Okay, I see. We're hiring.
Yeah, you can see it. South Bay, East Bay, and all of that website. Can you see that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the website that we created a long time ago. They started just like you're starting. They started like that. With some of the, only with some of the product that they were putting up for rental and services, everything about it.
There's another website that you guys showed me, and that's the reason why I went with you guys, because I loved it. And that was Chick Event Rental, and that's C-H-I-C Event Rentals.
All right. But yeah, that I went through to us.
Huh?
Yes, that is the website. Absolutely. I remember. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I remember this one.
I think Chase gave this website to me. I loved it. Like, I was like, this is nice. It's not long. It's not too much information. But they have a lot of supplies. So when you get into the inventory category, you'll see it. See, a lot of people, when it comes down to party renting, they don't want to read too much information. They want to get to the products and how much it costs. That's basically what it, they really want to do. So I just wanted to make it shorter with you.
Yeah, I can see a lot of, in the rental catalog, I can see bars and bars back and glassware and lighting and everything about it. But we're not just going for, we're going for some of the products to go for the renting services, all right, but we're not going for a lot of them. But we will be going into the future as well for a lot of products, correct?
Right. In the future, we're going to go with a lot of products. But right now, it's a small, so I don't have as much. But see how this is set up? This is exactly what I'm trying to – I was getting to with Martin. So at the front, you got your pictures. You got your resources at the top, your little – your menu bar. I love it. I love the way the demo of the second demo that was sent to me. I love the way it was set up. I just didn't like how it was flowing. So the one that you just sent me, I like it. It's They have, as soon as you see the picture, they have information on. So it's a little bit still too much for me, because I would want to go to party products like the tables, the chairs, the linens. I do like how this is set up. I do like the way this is set up, where as soon as you click the tables, the chairs, I have linens, but I'm not doing linens. The plate setting in China, I like the way this is set up. This is nice. This is very nice. There's one space in between, and then in between that, the next one is the product catalog. Mm-hmm. And right under that, that's when you have all the details about the company. So I do like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's what we're here for, to go ahead and create something that is interesting to your clients. All right, interesting for the people, whoever come on the website, they need to initiate with the website at least, all right? So they can go ahead, so you can have their information, and as soon as you have their information, you can just go ahead and give them a call and let them know that what kind of services you provide, so they can just go ahead and check on the website and everything about it.
Oh, and this is perfect. So this
okay,
case, so they have an add to cart button, and then when you go to the add to cart button, you have the option of returning customers. Click here to log in. You put your name, the company, your address, all your information, the date of the rental, do you want delivery or not, and then they send it off, request a quote, and then I will receive the information. So I like the way this website as well.
Mm-hmm. And where
Form
was that? Can you guide me to that? All right, form. Okay.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
And I was saying that, well, that is a lead capturing form that you're talking about. So you can have all of the information of the clients who have come on the website. As soon as they fill it, it will be sent out to your email address.
Right. So it's not, I don't know, I wanted to go back into my emails. Oh, I'm back there. Hold on. So let me see.
If you can come up on the brief form.
Yeah, I'm on it right now, the one I sent to you guys. So I wasn't really, what number was that?
That was question number 7.
Number 7? So I wasn't sure. Oh, the about us. Oh, yeah, I want that information listed.
Well, what do you know what a CMS is?
The what?
The CMS.
The content management.
Yes.
I'm reading it from right there, and it says about us, policy, the privacy
it's
policy.
It's like a system that we will create for you. All right, for the back end for the website, so you can go into the back end of the website, because on WordPress, we usually provide our clients with their confidential information, such as their username and the password, because it's on their ownership. Mm-hmm. All right, it's theirs. All right, so we have to make sure that we're providing all of the information which has been provided over to you. All right, so you can manage the website by yourself as well. If you want to go ahead and make the changes to the images, to the content, or to anything like that, you can go ahead and do it by yourself as well.
Okay.
All right. But you can surely go ahead and hire a team, all right, who can go ahead and take care of the website for you, because there might be a lot of changes that you will require in the future. Like if you want to go ahead and add anything, like, hey, I will be renting out this as well, so we need to go ahead and add another page, all right, so we can just go ahead and let everybody know, like, yes, we're doing this as well.
Also, yes, I'm definitely going to use you guys again once I'm done, because I can add the products for myself. But if I wanted to say add like another page or add some type of what you plugins, I'm not doing that. So I'll just reach out to you guys and have you guys do it.
All right, okay. And there's the question number 8. That is the SSL integration required. Do you know what that is?
No, that's what I looked up and I didn't know what it was. But then I looked at, yes, based on what I believed that I thought it was.
What was that?
Never mind. Just what is it?
Well, that is a security from Google that we need to go ahead and implement once the website is, because the website will be going on the development form. All right, it will be going under development, so we will be needing that as well. So we can just go ahead and make security of the website, because a lot of people will be coming onto your website and they will be putting in their confidential information, such as debit card or credit card information. And a website on Digital Zone can easily be breached by anyone, or it can be hacked, or it can be done anything, all right? Because a lot of people do not pay that much attention over to the security measures, but this is a mandatory thing from Google as well, because in 2018, Google Patch ruled that a lot of, if any of the, like Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, Safari, Microsoft Edge, or Opera, or any of the browsers do not, if they let go of a website doesn't have a security on that, then of course Google will have a strike on that web browser and onto that website and the company who created the website as well. All right, so to ensure that, okay, that we're not going through that, all right, because we do not want any kind of strikes coming up over to us through Google, because Google is the one who can even take down our website as well. It did before, okay, right? So we do not want to go and repeat that mistake again. And I'm pretty sure that you, okay, do not want to go through that as well, because that is a really, really long method, and I'm pretty sure that we do not want any of our clients or customers to go through that as well, because in 2018, Google took down almost our 209 websites that were live over the internet, all right? And upon asking the question, like, why was it that like that, then, of course, Google gave us the reason, like, why is it down, why it's not, and how can it be fixed, and everything about it, all right? Because when Google passed a requirement and changed their algorithms, all right, then, of course, robots that Google has on the internet takes place. All right, Google is not automatic. No, there's no people like working over there or anything like that. It always goes by, yes, all automated and stuff like that. Okay, we'll move on to, and that is mandatory, so we'll go for that once the website is in development. And do you have any preferences, platform, technology to be used for the website? Do you know anything about it?
No.
Okay. All right, that will be WordPress. I'm just letting you know about it, okay?
Oh,
that will be
WordPress?
A WordPress, yeah, WordPress platform.
It's
all right, that will be a
WordPress.
Custom. Yes, that will be a custom WordPress. All right, we will not be using any kind of templates or anything like that. It will all be custom coded.
Okay.
All right, that is the reason we provide a CMS, so you do not have to go into any kind of coding. All right, because a template based website can easily be hacked or anything like that, so we do not use that. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And please list down the content pages you will have on your website. That will be home, about us, products, gallery, contact, or resources, wish list, or add to cart button. So can you go ahead and explain me, like, what thing would you be adding on the home page and about us and products and gallery or everything about it? Gallery, of course, you will be sending us the pictures for whatever you have done in the past, right? What kind of rental services you have done in the past, correct? And you do have it with you all?
I have some pictures, yes.
And how many pictures and numbers, can you let me know on the number about it?
The gallery, let me see, I don't have the pictures from the baby shower. I mean, I don't have that many pictures, but I have a
like
couple.
Like 20 or 30 or, can you give me a rough number so I can make
that
count
of space? Yeah, but it's only maybe about 4 events. And I have several pictures for 4 events, but
okay.
I only have 4 events.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Home about us, products, gallery, and who will be doing the content for those pages?
Who will be doing the what?
The content for the website, for the whole content for the whole website that needs to be there.
Adding the product? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying the content for the whole website. The content that needs to be there. If you can see on the check event rentals, all right, if you go onto the home page, there's content written over there, all right, and there are links on the back end that you cannot see at the moment, but there are content and...
The contact.
No, the content, the content for the website, not the contact.
The content for the website, who will be providing that to you? Because it would be me. I'm the member and the manager and the owner.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, I was just asking the same question, like, who will be doing that? Will it be you? Do you want us to go ahead and do it?
It would be me. I'm confused, like, content. Who's going to give you content but me? Me. Me.
Unless you're
saying that you want me to allow you guys to do it, or is that what you're saying?
Because content is a highly concerned thing. right now. All right. Well, that is the reason I asked, like, hey, who will be doing the content? And the answer was you. And I was confused as well. Like, hey, what is she doing? Who will provide the content?
Yeah, content. Because the content, it would be me. The only person who was managing this website. So I don't
because
know.
You're the owner.
Yes.
Of course.
Me.
All right, okay, because content is the most essential and the most important part of the website because it needs to be sent out to Google first for verification and keywords as well. Do you know anything about keyword listing or anything like that about it or no?
Absolutely not. No.
All right, because website requires a well-written, descriptive, and understandable content, and that is Google and SEO accepted as well. Because if it's not like that, then, of course, Google will not be able to go ahead and list it, index it, or anything like that. It will not be able to show it or Google search it as well. So that is the highly concerned. That is the reason I asked for the content. Like, who will be providing that?
Okay. Well,
yes.
I will have to go to Google and have Google set it up, but I will be providing the content,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Well, will it be SEO and Google accept it? Because we need to go ahead and make sure that it is. Otherwise,
I guess if you're asking me, will you be providing the content? I'm assuming that it was going to be you then, because I really don't know what you're talking about. So I guess it would be you providing the content.
Well, because
if you talk about the SSL that you just broke down and explained to me the SSL and integration thing
mm-hmm.
that you said is required, or Google going to shut it down, or should Google almost shut y'all guys down? Is that
yes.
what you're talking about?
No, I'm not
okay.
talking. I'm just talking about the content. First, let me just go ahead and break it down for you all. All right, so you're not getting confused. I'm not getting confused. They're both on the same page.
You need to talk in layman terms because when you
okay.
start talking inside the computer world, I'm.
Let me just break all of it down for you, okay? So we both are on the same page, all right, and we understand each other, okay? I will not use any kind of technical terms, all right, that will get you confused or me confused as well.
Thank you very much. I that. Are you saying the SSL integration requirement?
No.
Someone needs to access to my website.
All right. Well, let me just go and explain you, okay? First, we're going to talk about the content, okay? All right? The content, the wording on the website, the verbiage on the website, okay? Because if you come onto your website right now, all right, it is all filled with just a dummy text. Can you see it? VR party rental,
right.
And it's blended, and curses, and racist, and stuff like that. It's all just written. This is just a dummy text only.
Right.
All right? And if you come on, if you scroll down below, you'll be able to see more of the dummy content that is on the website. All right?
Right.
There will be, there are some reviews. All right? If you see, there's a girl laughing. Her name is Liliana Potts. Wedding client.
Right.
If you can see that is a dummy text as well. All right.
Correct.
And there is services that is filled with dummy text as well. All right. And there
right.
are shop options. Okay. So people can go ahead and
right.
view whatever is up for the rental stuff. Okay. They can go ahead and
right.
see it from there, the best ones. All right. The most featured ones. All right. And then there is make something special with us. All right. And there are useful links that is, about us, services, gallery, contact, all right, and there's our address.
Right.
And there are Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest there as well. And
right.
At the bottom, it's written Orbit Design Agency, all right? And same in
mm-hmm.
about us, same will be in the products, same will be in the gallery at the moment. They contact us, resources, and there are some pages that is written policy, terms of services, terms of use, and stuff like that. That is a basic requirement for the website because if it is not there, then of course Google will have a violation. All right, like, hey, the website is live, but it doesn't have the complete pages or necessary pages to go ahead and get it live. All right, so that is what I was trying to explain, like, because a lot of people, what they do, all right, they overlook it. All right, the most important thing of a website is the wording because once someone searched over Google or any search engines, it will be searched through your content, right? The verbiage of the website. Like if someone wants
okay.
any kind of rental services, all right, they type
right.
in chair for rent or rental services in California or rental services in Los Angeles or something like that, then Google searches for your website, all right, searches the whole of the Google, like which of the websites are providing that service, all right, and then it shows on to the Google search engine, all right, and if your website is not showing over there, then of course it's a loss for you, that you won't be making any kind of money over that, all right, and that's not what we want, do we?
Right, you're absolutely correct.
All right, okay, so what we're going to do, all right, because what we suggest, as I'm a professional, I have been in this industry for 15 years, all right, so I know how the digital zone is working, all right, that is the reason you are here, so I can go ahead and explain you in a much more better depth, because this is your business, all right, that you want to grow, all right, this is something that you're passionate about, all right, and that is your profession, I would say, and this is, right, this is your only business that you're running, correct? And you want this business to grow like hamburger event rentals or anything like that, like check event rentals as well, all right? Because they when they came to us, they were little like you, all right? And now they're just going above and beyond, all right? Because we created the website, we did the marketing, we did everything about it on the website, all right? So my question again was, like, is it that you want us, our professional content writers, to go ahead and write the content for the whole website that will be SEO friendly, that needs to be Google accepted, that needs to have at least 20 to 30, 25 keywords as well? All right, so Google can integrate and we can link your website over to Google with those keywords on the back end.
That sounds really good. But how much is that?
Well, it usually goes by two kind of plans. All right. This is them. I'm just letting you know why, because I would like to be transparent with you throughout the process. All right. And I want to go ahead and make sure that you, all right, are doing a good business and getting ROI on return. All right. So we go by two kind of options. All right. One is that we go by just the content writing. We just write the whole content for the website. All right. According to your industry, there will be a brief form for the content sent out to you, so my content writing team can have an idea of what this business is about and what is she trying to achieve over here. All right, so we go ahead and we have a little review about your competitors, what they're using, what keywords are they using, what keywords are they targeting, and what page are they on Google. All right, and then we go ahead and write the content for you, so you can have a better ranking than them, because that's the whole point. We want to go ahead and overcome your competitors, correct?
Right.
We want to go ahead and make sure that you're doing more business than them. So passionately owned LLC can be a bigger brand than Chick Event Rentals or Hamburger Event Rentals or Stewart Event Rental as well. All right? Party Zone, all right? Party Perfect, all right? They will not be even near you. That is what I can guarantee. So we can go ahead and achieve something that is you are trying to achieve over here. All right. So what we usually do, we usually provide it by two kind of options. One is with the SEO, Google integration, Google ranking, Google submission, Google indexing as well. All right. And the second one that we usually do is the first one is just the content writing for the website. There is no SEO included in that. But the second one is with the 6 months of SEO that you will be requiring once the website is about to go live, all right? So what the charges, all right, if you can just give me like 1 minute, so I can let you know on that. Can you give me like 1 minute of your precious time?
Oh, okay.
All right, just give me a quick minute.
Oh, one day.
Hey, you there, mm-hmm. Desiree. And am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes.
Is it? All right, okay. But again, I do not want to go ahead and disrespect anyone's name. So I was just having a little, you know, clue about it. Because if someone's saying my name wrong, I would be like, yeah, well, that is Joe Wilson. Joseph. All right. Okay. All right, okay. Well, what we usually do, all right, because this is content writing, and it will take some time, all right? You won't be have – it's not like magic that we're going to go ahead and do, because it will take, like, 4 to 5 days, all right? But the content – so you don't have to worry about writing the content and SEO, and there will be XML files, the submitting to Google, and then getting an audit and returning back, so it's not plagiarizing anywhere. It's not re-repeating any of the words. The pronunciation is right, and everything – all of the words and all of the punctuation, everything is all good. All right. The option one, all right, that we do, that is just the content writing for the website with the keywords integrated as well, all right, and not the SEO. We usually do it for $13.99, all right. And the option two that we go for, that is for $19.99, but that is up to your choice, if because you will be required the SEO to go ahead and rank it up, because like the chick rental is coming up on Google. Our hamburger rental party is coming up on Google, or even the Stuart is coming up on Google. That will be required in the upcoming future, all right? Just to go ahead and let you know about it is the idea to go ahead and make sure that you are not missing out on anything that is a requirement for the diesel zone, all right? That's what I was trying to put in for you.
And you saying... $1,400.
Well, that is the cost that we usually go for the whole website. So you're not coming up, so you're not going through any kind of website to be written for the whole content, including the pages and linking off with Google as well.
Oh no! I think I'm gonna do that myself. I'll just write it out because I'm not. What you just saying an extra $1,400 content writing of the website? No, I can't afford that.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. No worries about it. All right, that is okay. All right, I'm not putting it up for you like, hey, you have to go ahead and do it. All right, it is required, but I'm just let me, if you can just give me like your zip code so I can check what I can do best for you on that. Will that be okay?
Say it again.
If you can provide me their zip code so I can check what I can do best for you on that, can you?
The zip code is 2-3-4.
What was that? 2-3?
2-3-2-3-4.
Can you repeat again? I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear that.
2-3-2-3-4.
Okay. All right. Can you guys give me 1 minute so I can check up on that for you? And that is Richmond. The zip code is 23234.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and that is Virginia, right?
Yes.
All right, just give me a quick minute so I can check up on that for you, okay? Hey, you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, apologize for putting you on a brief hold. My apologies for that. All right, okay.
Okay.
Well, I just came back from the team for the content because they usually take care of that. All right, and I was checking up on them, like, hey, what we can do, because she really needs it, because it is a advertising website that you'll be needing people to go ahead and come onto the website and go for the services that you go for. All right. So I checked up on the, because we usually go by, like, if we provide discounts based on the zip codes and the state. All right. So your state comes in Virginia. All right. And usually we go by $300 to $350 or $400 max on a discount. Right, so I suppose that you're lucky that you got a $350 discount on that. All right, and what I can. Yes. All right.
I'm sorry, you picking up. I'm on my cell phone. So what did you say the discount was?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
That was for $350 of discount that I can apply the coupon. All right, and I might tell you that you're lucky. I'm not sure how it happened, because usually $350 or $300, all right, it doesn't come up. $250 or $300, that's what they usually comes up. But $350, well, you might be very lucky. All right, so what I could do, all right, that, what is your star, by the way? Are you a Leo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are a Leo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your birthday comes in August?
Yep.
Oh, which day?
August 13th.
Oh, mine comes on 15th of August. Well, there you go.
Yeah, August 13th.
Mm-hmm. The price that I got from the team, that is for $1,050. But I'll remove the 50 as well. I'll take care of that. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, that's a lot. I can do an SL certification under the name.
That is not about the SSL certification. This is not certification.
What is it?
This is the. I'm not talking about the secure the SSL at all. I was explaining you everything about the content. And the keywords.
The content, right. Content, right. Yeah.
It's not. Yes.
Between my sister and I, we got 2 degrees. We could figure something out. We could figure something out. We'll just write the contents on the website, because that's just too much. I'm not going to put. I remember I invested more than the website prior to me even investing the $1,300.
Well, that is not a problem. So tell me, what is your affordability? I can check with my team. What we can do.
Right. We check, and I'm just going to add on myself. Yeah.
What was that? I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear that.
Yeah. I'm going to give the content of the writing on the website myself, and I'll just do the SSL through the domain that I set my account up with. So yeah, I'll just do it myself, because I'm not just going to invest that much money into this website again. I'm hoping to get a nice website.
The website is already in place. That is not a problem. You can provide me the content if you like to go with. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
You can surely Google and do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I don't know. That is not a problem. That is the reason I'm here, to go ahead and let you know about things. All right? So you have a better and a clear path to go to. All right? The website is in place. You can provide me the content. That is not a problem. All right, and we can go ahead and just put it up onto the website, and we can provide you with a fully functioning website, and you can just let me know about the pictures and everything about it.
Right. We're going to have to do that.
That's A-okay.
Yeah.
So that is A-okay. I wasn't letting you. This is just a suggestion. All right, that I was.
Thank you. Thank you. Calling me.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Well, that is not a problem. I was just giving a suggestion so we can, you know, create something that is useful for you in the future as well. And we can go ahead and make sure that everything for you is coming up to a point that you can just go ahead and get the better out of it.
I appreciate
you. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is that all?
Oh, no, I was just going through the questions. Let me just go ahead and do that. All right. And you said that you will be getting the SSL through your host?
Yes.
And where did you have your host from?
So, WF Klein.
Where is it? Can you let me know about the name again?
It's WF Klein. I'm thinking.
WS Klein?
Mm-hmm.
WS Connection? Is that the one?
I'm sorry, WP Klein.
WP?
Like Paul Fond, FOUSOND.
Oh, Absan.
WP Fond. William, Paul, Frank, Ocean, Nora, David. So WPFOND.com.
Oh, okay, okay, got it, got it. Bfond.com, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the domain and hosting from there?
No, I have the domain from Google, but I have the host in here.
All right, okay. So, can you give me a minute so I can check? All right, okay. And you have the WordPress basic one? I suppose.
I don't believe so, but I'm looking, because that's what I was looking at when you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I paid for all of that together, but it's not coming up for me.
WordPress Ultimate.
Which one did I get? Payment method, domain, information. I think I got the deluxe. It's the deluxe.
It's the WordPress deluxe?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Well, I'm just checking up on that. 20 days back, there's no free SSL. All right, okay. One click.
You gotta purchase.
You will purchase it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one click backup restore, 2x, all right, free malware scanner and removal. Okay, no risk with our 30-day money-back guarantee. Well, that's good. That's good to know. All right, okay. All right, okay. Well, you'll be needing an account login.
I'll have 2025.
What was that?
I don't have to pay another payment until 2025.
Oh, wow. You paid it for three years?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome. All right, okay. And contact information? Banner, slider,
mm-hmm.
Yes, all right, okay, yes, for the content area, site searches, request for information, featured products, yes, all right, shopping cart widget, yes, okay, social media icons, Facebook feed and Instagram feed, so do you have your social medias with you?
So I do have my Instagram and my Facebook set up, but until my website gets set up, I'm not going to, like, post much on them. So I'm waiting. Pretty much my website is what I'm waiting for.
And why not? Why not now start? So you can have a better brand awareness, and you can have better people who can trust your service and trust the people that they will be working with.
I don't want to direct them to my website, and my website is not together like I want it to be.
No, of course not. Well, the website is not there, but they can surely contact you on your social media and provide them with their phone numbers or email address, and, you know, you can just go ahead and get on a call with them, and you can make a deal out of it.
And, yeah, I mean, my mom and them told me the same thing, but I just feel like without me taking them to a website, it's like it's not complete. Like, it's not
together. Well, it will be on your... The catalog, the whole catalog can be set up on your Instagram and Facebook, so they can view it from there.
I guess I could. I guess when I'll talk to a marketing manager and see what she say. Even though I'm not sure about her now, since I worked with Fiverr before and I didn't really like the services because my website is not together. So
okay.
The marketing manager I was introduced to, she's on Fiverr too. So I can't stay on the phone too long because I am at work.
That is not a problem. All right, okay. And I want a wish list add to cart button option that allows customers to add the number of items they wish to rent. Once the items are added, the customers will receive an estimate of the items added. The customer will then complete an information form. Okay. So there will be prices on for the chairs, for the glassware and everything about it. All right, and once they go ahead and submit all of that, they can just go onto the form, and the form will go ahead and guide them throughout with the email, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you'll be using the same phone number on the website as well?
Not this phone number. This is my personal number. You call me. I have my business phone.
You have a business phone number that will be ending with 5744 or ending with 3554?
5744. Hold on a moment.
Okay.
Detective Jones. Time. Yes. Oh, hi, Ms. Bradley. How can I help? Okay. Okay, so what's the number? Do you know who you spoke to? Oh, it's fine. I'll give him a call tomorrow. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Bye-bye. Yes, sir?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. And the phone number is that is with 3554. You want that on the website?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Let me just check on that. Party planners, corporation, churches. All right. Okay. Hamburger. All right. I'm all good with that. I'll go with that one as well. Okay, not now. So you're saying that you will be doing the content by yourself for the whole website?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Because I can provide you an alternative if you like.
A what?
I can provide you with an alternative if you'd like.
An ultimate?
An alternative.
An alternative? Okay, what's the alternative?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no, that's okay. I'm just in the middle of a lot of people, so that is the reason I'm not able to hear you correctly. It might be the issue. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, okay. I thought that you were not able to hear me correctly. All right, so what I can do, all right, Dad, we can just go ahead and do the content writing. Let me check. Because I just do not want Google to, do anything to it. All right. Passionately owned, I will see. All right, okay. So you'll be able to go ahead and write the home about us, products, gallery, contact us, and resource, correct? And for the refund terms of services, because it will be needing the XML and the robot.txt file to give directions over to Google, like, hey, which of the pages they can read and which of the pages they cannot read. So that is the reason I was suggesting you over for the content writing. Because I'm pretty sure that you're unaware of what is XML or what is the word TXT.
Okay, so.
Is that right?
I mean, I'm still trying to understand what you're saying. Like, I will do the writing website.
Mm-hmm.
I will provide the SSL. So I'm still unsure what is it that you're saying, that Google is not going to accept what?
Well, because what we usually do is when there is a content coming in, we send it out to Google for an audit. All right, so they can go ahead and check and verify the whole content. That's with the keyword, that it has all of the files that it's required for the website. All right, so it can be operated on a digital zone, and we can go ahead and apply over to the website because Google sent us some guidelines that needs to be followed throughout the process when we're creating a website. All right, so what we usually do is we go ahead and send it out. We're like, okay, well, Google is good to go. We can go ahead and set it up onto the website, and then it gives us a green signal, and then we set it up onto the website. All right. So whatever the content you're going to go and send it, we will be sending it over to Google. All right. So it can check with the keywords, the XML file, and the TXT file. All right. And it will be submitted over to them. And after 2 days of time, it will come back, and I will let you know, like, what is the revision on that and stuff like that. Just to go ahead and make sure that you're not facing any kind of issue, that is the reason we always suggest our clients, hey, you can go with the content writing. All right, so we can go ahead and do that instead of you revising it again and again, and you know, the deadline and the deadline of the website or anything like that is stretched out. All right, that is the reason we are always like, okay, we can go ahead and help you out, and we can just go ahead and let you know, like, hey, what is the thing that was required and what is the thing that is not. All right, so that is the reason for me being on the call.
Right, so this is an optional add-on to the website. I'm not adding it on. I cannot afford to pay that right.
Absolutely.
Hold on a moment. So if you need me to give you the contents of the website, as soon as possible, I can do that. But I cannot afford to add more money to the website, especially not at this point. I can't. I'm not understanding.
That is not a problem. I was just letting you know about, like, hey, these are the things that are important. All right, so you have a better idea, like, hey, how I'm going to go ahead and do it. And so I'm just letting you know about the way, like, hey, this is the way that you have to go through, okay?
Yeah, I totally get it. I understand.
All right,
so
that is not a problem.
Get
and
it.
If you have, sure, and if you have anything that you want to go ahead and add on to the website or anything about it, all right, about the website, like how you want on the pictures, or you want to go ahead and remove the video or anything about it, you can surely go ahead and email us, Eddie. All right, so he can go ahead and take care of it for you, okay? Other than that, if you need anything, he will over to me so we can go by that. Sounds good?
Thank you. I will definitely email Martin in the morning and let him know that I'll be doing the content writing for the website, and I will explain to him how I want the pictures rearranged. Okay.
Yeah, you can send them the pictures as well of whatever you have.
Okay.
All right, so we can just go ahead and make the space and get them afloat over there.
All right, thank you. Have a nice night. I got to go. I'm at work.
All right. Absolutely.
All right.
We'll do take care of yourself. All right, bye.